He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it. Because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What?
Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.
Hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome to the Sports Opinion Show. I realize we're getting a late start. Dang, a really late start. Wow. It's all right, though. Doesn't matter. What matters is that I'm here. Hopefully you're here. The chat room is slowly but surely building up. Got to welcome DDP. I know I scared the crap out of everybody today. I'm not doing this show after all. What's going on? I thought we planned a big, big scene. Oh, we did. We did. Don't worry. Don't worry. There's a special surprise. And Santa Claus is making an appearance on the show. Only, it's not the kind of Santa Claus you expected. So be ready for that. It's going to be coming at you live, ladies and gentlemen. Live. We are live. I'd like to welcome you wherever you are listening from. Like, once again, I am your host, Matt Alvarez. Broadcasting to you from San Leandro, California, better than Southern California. No, just kidding. But ladies and gentlemen, you cannot believe how many things have happened in the world of sports since sports emulated. You know, we had everything that started with the NFL that, of course, transitioned into them splitting things back in the old days. Why don't we create an AFC? Yes, let's create an AFC division. Well, fine. We'll create an NFC division. And this is how it all got started. Now everybody wants to compete against each other. I mean, the reason why I start the show off saying that is because, hey, you're not going to believe it. But again, it's happened again. The NWA and that. It's absolutely screwed themselves. They've been doing it for the last 10 years. But anyways, we'll worry about that. All over again. We'll worry about that later. It's not important right now. What is important is that, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. What happened on Sunday, and more importantly, on Monday night, the Monday night NFL game was and is a stimulation of things to come for the NFL. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this because, I mean, sure, most things come true when I say it, but not in a record 6 week time. I mean, I've been getting, you know, crazy things on social media, email-wise. Matt, everything you said was going to happen, it happened. I didn't know it was going to happen in 6 weeks' time that all this crap was going to happen. I mean, I just mentioned last week, all I said was that after the new year, or before the new year, things are going to happen. And it's happened before the new year even started. We're still in 2012. We We are not in 2013 yet. But, I mean, it looked like the Jets are done with both of their favorite two guys. The two favorite guys are done. And you can go back and the Jets are talking about a whole new quarterback lineup. But they're only talking about their two main guys. Or if they want to talk about Sanchez. I mean, and their lead quarterback, he's also involved in this too. The Jets want to thrive on what they know, and what they want to do is get back to basics. On another guy, it's not just, you know, the Jets. With only 2 weeks left in the season, Ben Roethlisberger is getting more desperate than ever because Greg Rosenthal has broken down the squads that need a win. In other words, the Steelers are saying, we need a win, but we don't need it from Ben Roethlisberger. So are they looking after the new year to possibly get rid of Ben Roethlisberger? What does this mean? How does this all fit in? I mean, it just goes to show that the NFL is not messing around anymore. Owners, general managers, I mean, everybody. Everybody that's in charge of whatever team that they're a part of in some sort of way, in any way, shape, or form now, if you're in charge, you're going to be fired. And it could be the general manager. It could be the head coach. It could be the lead quarterback. Any way that you are in charge, then you're fired. And that's how it goes. If you are in charge, you are done. So sure, you get to make the big bucks. But if you're in charge and you're making the even bigger bucks, then you're going to get blamed for stuff that didn't even happen to you or that you did. And it's not like, you know, the coaches and everybody else can turn around and say, well, you know, I'm just the coach, you know, why don't you blame Ben Roethlisberger? I'm the coach, damn it, but he's the quarterback. He's the one not completing things out there. And everybody goes against the grain. They say, no, you're in charge. You're the one responsible for this team, but you didn't cut it. You're fired. I mean, dang. That's like, what, four NFL coaches that may be looking for a new job. Six quarterbacks could be looking for a new job. And not to discount colleges, but college football is actually in there too. Remember 6 weeks ago when the whole thing started of me saying everything was going to happen. And I didn't know it was going to happen in 6 weeks' time. Here we are 6 weeks later. I mean, I saw that, you know, BYU game on Thursday night. Last night, well, I was at Applebee's with family members to celebrate another family member's birthday. That game just, you know, and BYU's, you know, principal is standing next to the coach after the game and going, so, just shook his head. And it didn't look very like anything was going to happen. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. By the way, we're still here. Everybody said the world was going to end. We don't know anything about that. Certainly not me. Don't ask me that. I'm not going to pretend like I don't know if the world's going to end tonight or tomorrow. I don't know, because we don't know. It's crazy. And you know what else is crazy? RG3. Yeah, we know. That popular guy in the NFL. He was in practice this morning. And it looked like he might be able to play on Sunday against the Eagles. We'll see what happens. But hey, I tell you, it's just crazy. Here we go. We're going to get right into this whole thing now. And I mean, this is one of the weirdest things that has ever happened. And here we go, because what's really going to take place now is, you know, this big game. The biggest game right now is that this Sunday, sure, the NFL analysts are talking about all the other games that are going to take place on Sunday, but the big one that everybody is concerned about is that they're doing their own voting. The Atlanta Falcons and the Detroit Lions. The Falcons are 12-2. The Lions are 4-10. Some people are saying that, well, the Falcons have a bigger defense than any other NFL team, and so they're going to win. That's a 63%, you know, internet poll that they did on NFL.com. Said, well, no, the Lions have a huge passing rush, you know, offense going, and they're going to win. They have their way of knowing things out. And it just, who knows? Who really knows? Let's see. Between me and DDP and everybody else listening live, I'm sure DDP, you're going to make your vote in the chat room, but I don't know. I'm hard pressed, because, and the reason why I said it is because it leaves me inconclusive, because of what the Lions came this close to doing on Sunday. They came so close to beating the San Francisco 49ers, and I thought, glory, glory. That I can tell my Niner friends and several Niner neighbors here in my apartment, hey, you lost. Now what? But that didn't happen. They still did not lose. The Niners are, you know, number 3 in the division standings, which means that there's still a possibility that they could be kicked out of the playoffs at any time. But one Niner fan who refuses to think anything's going to happen like that, he said, no, the Niners, they're top-notch. And I know that everybody that's either in the division standings or on their way this Sunday to beat one other team to actually be in the playoffs, you might think, well, after all that playing and everything else and the Thursday night NFL game, at least one or two teams should be on bye week next week, right? No, not this week. I can assure you that this coming week, this coming Sunday, no one is going to get a bye week. Like I just said, the Falcons will take on the Lions. That will be tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. See? I know. We've never in the history of the United States ever had an NFL Saturday night game, at least not to my knowledge. But it's going to happen. Tomorrow night, the Falcons will take on the Lions. On Sunday, well, I know it that I said last week that it was the Raiders' last chance, and it was our last home game. But because we won, we're still in on a gleaming light. We really are. We're taking on the Panthers 3 days before Christmas, and we're taking on the Panthers. The Bills are taking that on the Dolphins. The Bengals are taking on the Steelers. The Patriots are taking on the Jaguars. Colts will play the Chiefs. Saints will play the Cowboys. The Redskins will play the Eagles. Rams play the Bucks. Chargers will take on the Jets. Ooh, that's going to be a good game. Redskins take on the Eagles. Rams take on the Bucks. Chargers take on the Jets. I mentioned that. Ah, wow. Oh, dang. DDP. I don't know. Oh, man. Titans are taking on the Packers. Oh, DDP, your Texans. They've been on a roll, but I don't know. I'm a little worried and concerned about them for this Sunday. The Texans must play the Vikings. Oh, boy. I'm going to do a lot of praying for your Texans team. All right, DDP. The Browns will take on the Broncos. Bears will take on the Cardinals. The Giants will take on the Ravens. And the Niners will take on the Seahawks. We must pray to the football gods and hope that the Seahawks take out the Niners so I can throw the loss in all the Niners fan faces. If anything, I mean, hey. And that, you know, that's what it is. That's the picture right now. And I don't know why I'm getting a reading. I should be getting a reading for Monday night game. But I am not getting a Monday night reading. Oh, well, just stay tuned, and I'm sure that things will come back, and I'll just have to figure it out and see what's going on with the Monday night game. But anyways, here's a quick, you know, forwarding ahead. We have to move forward. We can't go backwards, ladies and gentlemen. We must move forward. Now, as we look ahead forward, remember how I had mentioned 4 weeks ago that the NFL was trying very, very hard to concentrate, and collectively, Roger Goodell met with all the NFL owners 4 weeks ago, and they met again this week. And they finally got things up to what they wanted, which was this might just actually be their whole thing. No, let me take that back. This is their whole thing. It sounds like they don't like their job. Like, they just want it to be over with. Don't do that. But they've done it. They did it again. Just like last year, ladies and gentlemen. I got a better idea. Hold on. No. I'm going to surprise you all. Because it's our Christmas episode. It's all about surprises. You're going to love it today. Just keep tuning in. April 26th through July 23rd. No, actually, let me take that back. April 26th through April 28th. Those 3 days will be the NFL draft. July 23rd is when teams start reporting for training camp. And that's what their calendars look like. September 5th through the 10th. And actually, I'm just I know where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be up here. My bad. January 5th through the 20th will be the playoffs, ladies and gentlemen. January 26th will be the Senior Bowl. January 27th will be the Pro Bowl. February 2nd will be the NFL Honors Board. I guess that's like the little award ceremony. They had one 2 years ago for John Madden. We all remember that. And then, 24 hours later, Sunday, February 3rd, believe it or not, February 3rd, 2013, DDP, the NFL has done it again. February 3rd, it's now the Super Bowl calendar. They've done it again, just like last year. Remember last year we had a late start to the NFL because they finally came to an agreement on the NFL contract. Remember that? And then we still had a late season. But they ended the season. They rushed the whole thing. And then we only had like 3 weeks of the playoffs. 3 weeks to start. Then we had six weeks to eliminate teams. Then it was just down to one team left. There were three teams left, but only two could go to the Super Bowl. And then we had the Super Bowl. The third week in February. This week, this year, this next coming year, the Super Bowl will be the very first week in February, February 3rd. See? They went and implemented this rule, and they said, this actually works better. Yeah, we like this. And we won't have to work as hard. And I don't know. That's what they did. They culminated the fans. And now it's whatever. That's everybody's work nowadays. Whatever. We'll just do this. But when we upset and piss off, the people, the ticket-buying fans, yeah, but they'll get over it. They'll get over it? Are you kidding me? I mean, gee, it's like an old friend of mine said, that's weak sauce. Because in order to work hard, you need to play hard in order to work hard. But in this case, Roger Goodell and the NFL owners no longer want to work hard. They want to do this whole thing of ending their season early. And you're probably saying, well, you know, the boys that actually played for the NFL, they're happy because they get a way, way, much, much earlier vacation now. You think the boys are happy about this? No, they're not. I mean, I shouldn't say anything live on the air, DDP, but because if I do, I know Roger Goodell's probably going to take my idea and actually run with it. But I have to say it. I have to say it, ladies and gentlemen, that what if he comes up with the idea of, well, now that the season, you know, ended 2 months early, I think I'm going to start cutting the guys' pay. Yeah. Giving them less of a contract than what they actually started out with. There, I said it on the air. That would suck. It really would. I am telling you. Because it's all about how much money they want to keep in their pockets. I know, it's bullshit, right? It really is. And the boys are not happy about this. Sure, they do get to spend more and more time with their families versus when the Super Bowls always used to take place in March or April. But last year we had it in February, and this year we're having it in February. And Roger Goodell couldn't be happier. It's the owners and Roger Goodell, the people in charge of the NFL, that like this idea. The boys don't like this idea, that they just have to hurry up and rush, kind of like a no-huddle situation for them. They can't make any real plays against the NFL because the NFL beat them to it. So, you know, we'll see what happens, ladies and gentlemen. We really will. I don't know how, but we'll just have to wait and see. All right. You know, and also, I've got something planned, something great and spectacular. You know, we've been doing a lot of Christmas music here. Since it's our Christmas episode, I'd figured I play music that I know with people that I know, but also, at the end of the show, stay tuned because if you're like my parents' age, you'll appreciate the song I have for later on before the show ends. No hints, no games to figure out who the band is, or who was popular back then. But I know, you don't think I know. You don't think I know, but I do. I'm 29 years old. But I do know what's been going on from the old, old days of television and stuff, as it relates to music, too. I know that Wacko Bob, I listened to his Christmas show this morning. Yesterday morning was funnier because they started talking about the Andy Griffith show. I was like, yeah, that was more my dad's thing, not mine. Somebody in the chat room had told Wacko Bob, well, what about I Love Lucy? I was like, oh, gee, you don't think. That was my mom's thing. And then the same person in the chat room said, she said, well, you at least better like MASH. I said, oh, hell no, MASH. The only thing I liked about the Andy Griffith show was, hey, the whistling. Because, hey, I think I like it because I can't whistle at all. Can't do it for shit. Okay? ladies and gentlemen, I have no words to say. well, yeah, I really don't have any words to say. Except, we need to take a break. Yeah, that's what we need to do because I am so speechless, but don't worry. Don't worry. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to believe anything that I'm about to say when we come back. Because when we come back, you're going to be like, what? How did this happen? When did this happen? Well, it all happened behind closed doors and then people came out. I know. You're still going to be, you're still like, the hell are you talking about? You got to tune in, baby. That's the way it works. That's the way I roll.
Hey, fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network.
Hottest place on the internet for wrestling and video games is, of course, WGS Radio. We got it all. News, reviews, interviews with some of the biggest stars in wrestling today, and yes, even...
Oh my God!
The leader of Team Gooch himself, Mick 37. That's every Wednesday and Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Time, and of course, for pay-per-views, 2 hours before every pay-per-view for wrestling. www.longtalkradio.com/WGS Radio. We'll see you there.
Bye. just another work day, and any jackanapes who thinks else should be boiled in his own pudding.
But, sir, Christmas is a time for giving, a time to be with one's family.
I say, bah, humbug.
I don't care. I say, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Well said, Master Fred.
Cratchit, what are you doing?
I was just trying to keep my hands warm, sir.
And what are you doing here, nephew?
I've come to give you a leaf and a nice secret Christmas dinner.
Well, I suppose you're going to have plump goose with chestnut dressing?
Yep.
And will you have plum pudding and lemon sauce?
Yeah, boy, oh boy.
And candied fruits with spiced sugar cakes?
Yeah, will you come?
Are you daft, man? You know I can't eat that stuff. Here's your wreath back. Now out, out, out. Bah. Humbug.
Merry Christmas.
And a bah humbug to you.
Now, we return back to the Sports Opinion Show with your host, Matt Alvarez.
You guys weren't expecting that, were you? You weren't expecting Daffy Duck to do the Bah Humbug. We're not against Christmas here. We're for it. It's the people in charge of sports organizations and other type of promotions. I mean, geez. Well, I'll worry about my rant. First, we're going to take this call. Caller from 484, you're on the air.
Matt Alvarez, what's going on?
What is going on, Eric Williams?
Chill, man. Yo, happy holidays.
Same to you. What's been going on with you, man?
Man, just been chilling. I actually got thrown off by the, what time did you guys start? 4 o'clock or what?
Well, we had a late start today.
What time did you guys start? 1 o'clock? Or no?
Started like 25 minutes ago.
Okay. Were you supposed to start later, or was it just kind of some screw-ups?
Something happened.
Okay. Everything all right, though?
Yeah, everything's all right. Everything good.
Okay. I just wanted to figure I'd call. You know, I seen that the show popped up on Facebook, and, you know, I clicked on, and the chat room was open. I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then I was like, all right, let me call the number and start hearing stuff, so. Sure, I'll call in for a little bit. Bullshit. You know.
That's good. That's good. So, what'd you buy me for Christmas? Come on now, you gotta have something.
An Oakland Raiders playoff. A chance at the playoffs. Ah, shit, that's not gonna happen. Not this year. Oh, I know. San Francisco Giants World Series. No, that's not going to happen either.
What are you talking about? It already happened. With a chance.
Yeah, well, it was 2 years ago. Anyway.
No, that was this year, too.
No, it wasn't this year.
Eric. They're gonna be touring. I think they're going to come to your area, too. With the giant trophy.
Yeah. You must be on that smoking deal right now or something. Smoking pot or something. I don't know. I think AJ is supposed to call in. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, well, that'll be good. I need his Christmas present, too, that he owes me.
Well, what are you going to pay for? What are you buying? Got it nuts. I mean, we've been to the show for years, you know. we've gotten nothing in the last years. I think it's about time to get something good. I mean, hell, fucking, you know.
I'll give you both $100 just for being, you know, co-host.
Good.
Is that good enough? Satisfy you?
Yeah, I think that's good. What's going on, Nick? DDP. Thanks.
Yeah, that's right. DDP is in the chat room.
Why you got two host numbers in tonight? Why you got that?
Oh, you mean two host IDs in the chat room?
Yeah.
Oh, the other one's the owner.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm the lead one, and the other one needs him in. So,
get
that right, Roger.
All right, you heard? I said, so use the bitch. That's pretty much what that is.
Man, so did you watch any wrestling related stuff this week?
I've been kind of like, I kind of fell out of wrestling. I haven't really cared. Lately, this is what it is. I haven't really cared about wrestling lately. I've been watching a lot of basketball, football. Not too much wrestling. I'm just not really feeling it. Kind of don't like where the court everything's going. It bores the crap out of me. So I haven't really followed up on wrestling. I don't think I've watched wrestling in like 3 months.
You do know that last week at the Bulls game, when they played the 76ers, that a 76ers fan shot a Bulls fan just because he was a Bulls fan.
Yeah, but they looked into that a little bit, and they pretty much came to the conclusion that it had nothing to do with it, you know, it was not even like, you know, there was no, like, connection with there. Like, it just so happened that he was a Sixers fan shooting a Bulls fan.
Yeah, but still, that's retarded.
Yeah.
I'm a Giants fan, but I'm not going to, you know, shoot you for whatever team you cheer for.
Oh, man. Yeah, I see it in your pictures that you play the drums. I didn't know you played the drums.
Yeah, I do. I have many talents.
I don't know. You have many talents. You talk and eat at the same time, you know? Sometimes simultaneously.
Now, when have you ever heard me? Well, no, actually, yeah, you co-host with me, so you know that I was eating stuff off the air. Be like, Eric, take over. I'm eating. The old days.
Yeah, the good old days. The Todd Frizzell days. Yeah, that's those days.
Ah, yeah. So, yeah.
Just been chilling, man. Just, you know, been doing the thing. Doing my thing. That's it, you know. See what's up with you. What have you guys been talking about?
Coffee's in the chat room. What's going on, Coffee? I see Coffee got the message, too, that we're having a live late show.
Yeah. Late. Late, buddy. Late.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? Just playing Christmas stuff?
No, about to get into some news here, some very important news.
What's up, Coffee? How you doing?
Well, yeah. Let's hear this, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, who was drinking coffee?
Roger. Roger, you were drinking coffee when Coffee's in the chat room? Why would you do that? You're going to hurt Coffee's feelings. I don't know. You and Coffee can discuss that. What?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm honestly, you know, if you drink boobs, then you can get some. But somebody's gonna be in the chat room saying boobs. You know, boobs 117 or something. That's not. That's pretty much where that goes. You know.
Wow. That's Roger Nobiega for you. No, I screwed up your last name, didn't I?
Never seen
yeah,
right
you anyways.
Did. Look at me. I'm a jerk. Wait over.
Oh, so you're approving how I say his last name, huh, Eric?
I don't even know how to say it.
That's what I mean.
No, it's better to drink boobs coffee. I don't understand how you would do it. Would you put a straw? Nope. I don't know how you would do that. Anyway. Matt, when you drink liquor, do you use a straw? I just have to know.
Wow, being asked adult questions here.
Well, hey, I mean,
hey, though, we are adults.
I mean, we are adults here. I mean, everybody in the chat room is probably 21 or older. Do you drink your alcohol?
Only if there's ice in the glass, he said.
No, I'm asking you, dum dum. I'm asking you, Matt. What's happening?
Oh, you're asking me if I drink?
Yeah, I'm asking you. When you're drinking your, maybe like a beer or something like that, you get like a canned beer, do you put one of those like little kitty straws in there and start drinking?
No, I don't need no straws. I just drink straight from the can.
Oh, beer? You do drink beer though?
No, I don't drink beer. All
right, well, you just said you drink straight from the can of beer. I said beer.
Well, root beer.
No, I'm talking about real beer. Come on, that's the only beer. Come on, you acting up now. It's not a... Matt, how old are you?
I am 29. I've told you a million,
okay.
million times. Come on.
Okay, Matt. Sometimes you got to be a big boy, and you got to drink the booze and the beer. And maybe the boobs,
Shut up, Roger. You know that's my real age, okay? just on social media, I look like a damn teenager. Hey. I'm glad to be young. I'm glad to look like that, too. Never mind. We're not going to get into this, sir. We're going to get into this tomorrow on your show.
Matt, I heard you were born in 1970. Is that true? 1970.
No, that is not true. That is false.
I heard it was 1970.
I mean, I don't know. I found Matt Alvarez's birth certificate, and that said 1970.
Clearly, you're telling me you're 29 when really you're older than that.
No. That'll never happen. Shoot, if I was born in 1970, I'd be a damn senior by now. Give my senior breakfast and shit.
You'd be retired. You wouldn't have to work.
Exactly.
Yeah. You wouldn't have to fill up with jerks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let's not waste any.
The question you got to ask though is to Roger. You got to ask him how old he is. So Roger, how old are you?
Yeah, Roger, how old are you? And give your real age. I've been nice enough to give my real age.
I'm
on
25.
The air,
I'll
both,
admit that. 25
both on 100. Here and on your show too, Roger.
Oh, boy, I want to hear this.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, here we go. 2012, 1916,
43,
okay.
All right.
43, wow. Okay. Well,
awesome.
Coffee, how old are you? I mean, we're going to go around the age, and we're going to ask the ages today. I feel like I'm just taking over right now. Understand it.
Wait a minute, Coffee. You're not that old.
Coffee's 33 then. He's got to be 33. Yeah, that's about right. What's up, DDP? How old are you?
Yeah, you're born in 79. Yeah, that's right. DDP doesn't have an age. DDP is the man. I know I'm the man.
No, DDP definitely has an age, and I want to know. So we got 43. We got 33. We got 29. I'm 25. I want to know what Nick. I think Nick's the youngest. I think he's probably 21. So let's play the Jeopardy song.
Yep, I was right.
Right at the buzzer, DDT. Right at the buzzer. Yes, we shall go with the average mini maids. What are we at? What are we at? You know, I mean, like I said, you never know what you're going to get when I show up on the show, do you, Matt? I mean, you could be all talking about certain stuff and other stuff, and I just come in and I just throw everything out of whack, don't I?
Yeah, you do, and, you know, speaking of whack, you guys are going to love it. Well, you might not love it later, but Santa Claus is going to make an appearance, but it's not a happy appearance, so, yeah.
Oh, boy, Santa Claus, I saw Santa Claus out the window the other day, so I just looked at him and told him, come drink a beer with me. And he told me, I'm going to kids the thing. I told him, well, hey, what are you going to do, get a DUI? Huh. Imagine that. Santa Claus gets a DUI. It'll be pretty funny. In other news, breaking news out of CNN reports that Santa Claus has gotten a DUI. Yeah, so we're at 30 years old. Pretty much like that. Yeah, pretty much Santa Claus. Hey, Matt, we're looking at, the media. Okay, all right. We got it, medium math, okay. We know who the math major is over there, okay? Anyway, next topic.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into this real quick. Let's quickly run through this and get this out of the way. In the THQ bankruptcy filing, it's noted that WWE is owed $45 million. Aha, that's money out of Vince McMahon's pocket. This is why WWE issued a statement on Wednesday noting that they are actively participating within this proceeding. According to sources, Vince McMahon was described this week as being very furious and very angry at the SmackDown tapings Wednesday night. And as I reported at the top of the show, yes, they fucked themselves again.
Well, what
happened? The NWA. The National Wrestling Alliance, Eric, has announced that the NWA Coastal has left the organization as an affiliate. The press release cites a difference of opinion regarding the direction of the company and adds, although we hate to see the departure of licenses, sometimes it is necessary when people do not adhere to the same business plan. Yeah, right.
You know what? You know, I've been wanting to go on a rant on the NWA for a long time. And Matt, you're going to get an NWA rant right now on this show, if you want.
Let's hear it.
If you want my rant. Okay. The NWA and all those idiots, let me just say, idiots of
that's what they are,
quote-unquote management, of a Fed that died 30 years ago. This Fed hasn't been doing anything since WCW, okay?
Exactly.
Pretty much. Now we're not talking about that Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre is dead, idiot. He's locked in my basement. All right, that's what Eminem said. But anyway, the NWA Wrestling Alliance has been dead since the birth of WCW, quote unquote. You know, it's been dead. Then they try to come back and they try to get their little feet wet in the ECW brand, and well, we all know where that went. And that ECW blew it right up out of the picture. They tried getting a WWE with the whole NWA, bringing in the Rock and Roll Express and bringing in the Midnight Rockers and all that shit, and it didn't work out. Nobody cares about the NWA. So, honestly, your NWA title, your NWA junior title, your NWA tag titles, you know, they don't mean shit, okay? You know, you put the belt on Colt Cabana or Adam Pearce or you do all that type of shit, what's that going to do? The belt's pointless. It's like you going into Walmart or Kmart and going in to buy a fucking your toy replica belt and saying, "Hey, I'm the champion of I made a Fed." Like, there's no need to keep the NWA name alive. It's dead. It's gone. You know, I know I'm gonna strike a little boil somebody's you know, blood pressure here, but when I say this, but you know, all the people that, you know, care about the NWA, you're already out of wrestling. You're already out of touch. You know what I mean? There's nobody that cares about the NWA. The NWA, since 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it's like, you know, it's like pretending to live the past. And I don't understand where these people think, oh, the NWA is still relevant. The NWA is, no, the NWA hasn't been relevant for 15, 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Like I said 10 years, but no, that hasn't even been, you know, it's been longer than that. Like, ECW was in 93. It's 2012, 19 years. It's yeah, well, WWE.
Yeah, they never.
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now, though. The NWA can do stuff, and they can say all this stuff, but honestly, nobody's going to listen to them. I mean, you put the belt on guys, and then, you know, what do you guys, you know, you don't run shows. The NWA does not run shows. You know, people claim, oh, yeah, we're with the NWA. Honestly, the only reason that they're doing that is to make, you know, some type of, you know, fan base off the older generation of wrestling fans, because honestly, those are the type of shows. And NWA Coastal, I know people that work over there, they draw 100 people. So that's not a Fed. That's not an NWA, like, numbers. If anything, the NWA should just fold up, and that's it. And I'm going to say this right now. Like, yeah, pretty much the most relevant Fed, and yeah, pretty much. The NWA cannot do anything without any, I mean, nobody cares about NWA. There's your Dragon Gates, your Ring of Honors, your Combat Zones, your Chikaras, your TNAs, your WWEs. Honestly, they're what's in pro wrestling. And NWA, maybe 25 years ago, was the end. But because they decided to not go with the times and change things around, and they want to do this old style, which, you know, maybe only Steve Corino works that style. I mean, hell, Steve Corino's an NWA guy, and we all know where he's at. But that's besides the point. It's just they go with too many of an old style, and nobody really cares, you know, about the NWA. And I feel like the NWA has kind of tainted their legacy with putting belts on people. And, you know, they had this whole debacle of people not wanting to drop a belt. Like, are you serious? It's a belt. Like, that's like, oh, yeah, I want my lunch. I want my lunch. No, you want to trade lunches? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Are you serious? What a joke.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's crazy what they still think that they're relevant, and they're not anymore. You're right.
Like,
so,
I don't feel that there's anybody who cares about it. Like, you know, your guy, your normal, you know, Carinos, your Ricky Reyeses, you know, your Colt Cabanas, your Adam Pearces, they're just trying to find something to keep them relevant. Because honestly, if they were any good as what they think they are, they'd be in a top company, your TNA, your Ring of Honor, your WWE, on top. And, you know, clearly they're not. They're trying to grasp for an NWA. After I just went on that rant, you know, hopefully I got something, you know, somebody out there listening said, hey, well, this guy has a point, you know, I shouldn't be supporting this. NWA bullshit is kind of like is wasting. And honestly, I wasn't going to say it, shouldn't have said it, but I'm going to say it. There's a Fed called BWO in Jersey, and they had affiliates with NWA too, and they had people in from Jersey, in their Jersey shows, NWA affiliates, and, because I was told secret, I was sworn to secrecy, but that person screwed me over, so I'm not gonna, I don't give a shit, I'm not gonna mention the person by name, but BWO was screwed out of 15 grand because of NWA bullshit, and NWA was saying we're gonna film the shows. Yeah, they were making money off the shows and with TV deals, local TV deals in South Carolina and North Carolina, running shows at 2 o'clock in the morning and making money off sponsorship. And guess what? BWO is like owed $25,000 off of this type of bullshit. So the NWA is corrupt and it's crooked. So, I mean,
wow.
Take it for what it is. You know, I just broke some news here on the Sports Opinion Show. But hey, what it is what it is. Like, they're just, they're corrupt, and, yeah, that's pretty much what that is.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy. Thanks for the rant. That's awesome.
Of course.
And check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody knew, not even the guys in the TV truck knew, but it happened. And the only ones that knew it happened was, well, those close to Vince McMahon. Because WWE did not promote Ric Flair's return on Monday, likely due to the ongoing WWE versus TNA lawsuit. This is also likely the reason that Flair has not signed a contract with WWE. Even though Flair was on Raw on Monday night, Raw viewership rose from around 4.1 million viewers to 4.7 the minute he came on, with big spikes in the key male demographics. The return was planned for several weeks, with several angles for him being pitched, including one where he would introduce his daughter Ashley, who is currently training at NXT as Charlotte. But Flair was initially not going to do anything physical. Those plans were quickly changed when Flair arrived in Philadelphia. He was ordered to undergo an EKG to make sure his heart was healthy enough for him to get physical on Raw with Punk, Heyman, and The Shield. The return was kept a secret from the crew, and even while there was a buzz initially that he could appear, he was kept in a trailer away, far away from everyone else. And instead, that Flair will not be likely to wrestle for WWE. He will be doing some kind of on-air feud with CM Punk, likely after Punk has his match with The Rock at the Royal Rumble in January. WWE has launched a new online community. That's right, an online community, DDP, called the WWE Fan Council Team. Sounds like a bunch of crap. The group has been kicked off with a survey to get basic information on demographic for people interested in the council. The council will seek your feedback on various topics and initiatives. Your input will also play a key role in shaping the future of WWE. Yeah, right. Chris Jericho has reportedly been contacted WWE about coming back for another short run. According to reports, Jericho would like to return and work a program that would culminate at WrestleMania, where he would put over younger talent. The two sides, though, are still talking. Nothing has been signed at this point. The big reason behind it is that it's a big roadblock that WWE wants a full schedule from Chris Jericho. But Jericho wants to continue to work on outside ventures and, you know, music and everything else that he's doing and keep control over them. Much like Brian Pillman did, where nobody knew Brian Pillman's business. That's what Jericho's trying to do. And last, but certainly not least, before we get into the good craziness of Monday Night Raw, and a cost-cutting move, DDP, this is going to make you and me both very, very sad, because I, of course, was very, very sad when I read the story. And a cost-cutting move, WWE will no longer, DDP, open Raw, ladies and gentlemen, with pyro. This is going to be weird. No more pyro. I honestly
good.
Don't know what to tell you.
Good.
You think that's a good thing?
I don't like it at all. I don't like the pyro, to be honest with you. I mean, hell, they had the one slip up and, you know, the place caught fire, and ever since then it's kind of been, you know, seldom used. They've kind of been about using it.
Well, not only that, remember in 2009 when Jeff Hardy was coming down to the ring? Pyro blew up right in his eye.
Well, that's what happened to wrestling.
Yeah, I think you're right. It isn't dangerous. No more pyro. Ladies and gentlemen, do you hear that? Eric Williams is getting out the cookies, and he's not even smart enough to share with us.
No, I'm not getting cookies out. Just looking for something. Need a tool.
He's working on his car while he's on the show, on the air, live, ladies and gentlemen. You believe this?
All right, enough.
Oh, you're working on your motorcycle. I didn't know you had a motorcycle. Okay. Oh.
Yeah. I bought it with your salary.
Yeah. We'll see. But ladies and gentlemen, if you had anything to be a bah humbug about, the TLC pay-per-view would not be it. DDP knows that. I saw it. Everybody else saw it. Of course, the pre-match, you know, before the pay-per-view went live, they had a, you know, a one-on-one match between Alicia Fox and Naomi, and in the pre-show, Natalia got involved, Caitlin got involved, and in the middle of this little four-corner battle going on in the pre-show before the pay-per-view went live, Naomi wins, and suddenly she gets to qualify for the Santa's Little Helper match for the actual pay-per-view. So let's get into it. Santa's Little Helper match. It was Alicia Fox, Oksana, Naomi, Cameron, Tamina, Caitlin, Layla, Natalia, Rosa Mendez. That was the match. But Rosa Mendez, she's your winner because she went over Alicia Fox. She tried to apologize by saying that she didn't mean to kick Alicia Fox in the face because Alicia was trying to go after Naomi since it was part of what happened in the pre-match. And Tamina had shoved Caitlin out of the ring and they apologized to each other too. Oh, I'm sorry. But then here came Natalia and she threw them both over the top rope and nobody else is in the ring except Naomi and Rosa. Rosa beats her ass 1-2-3 and she wins. So Rosa Mendez is the new number one contender in storyline terms. But then they stopped and said, wait, nope. Her foot was on the bottom rope. So Naomi wins. Naomi wins and there's no real winner. Typical WWE fashion, but at least they got, you know, a full 10 minutes to wrestle. Not like on TV where they only give them 3.5 minutes to wrestle. Yeah. The tables match. Oh, my God. The tables match, DDP. For the number one contendership, Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara took on Damian Sandow and Cody Rhodes. We know that the writers gave them the name Rhodes Scholars, which is kind of an awesome name to some people, but not really. But Rhodes Scholars, they did win this match. Damian Sandow actually did a crossbody with Sin Cara, and they both went through the table. I hope they're both okay. Well, I mean, they were okay because they were obviously both of them were on Raw. So the United States title match, R-Truth wrestled Antonio Cesaro. They tried to at least somewhat make this like a wrestling match, and it kind of was, but the finish wasn't really a finish, and even though Antonio did get the win, he covered him 1-2-3, and yeah, he's still the United States champion, even though he's not from the United States. The Intercontinental title was on the line, Wade Barrett versus Kofi Kingston. Kofi Kingston, man, they let Kofi and Wade Barrett do a lot of aerial assaults and a lot of, you know, foreplay for each other to really make the match work. And that's how Kofi won. The TLC match with everything involved. Tables, ladders, and chairs, no disqualification match. Kane, Daniel Bryan, and Ryback took on The Shield. And this match... DDP, did you enjoy that? When Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, they both got sent through the table along with Ryback. That's because Dean Ambrose attacked Ryback from behind off the top rope, and he shoved him but forgot about Seth and Roman. He forgot, somehow he forgot that they were on top of his shoulders. So he quickly runs in because it's no disqualification. And the referee just counts 1, 2, 3 and awards the winning to the Shield. Good match, nonetheless, even though the Shield won. The Divas title match, because of the Santa's helper thing, and still, the Divas title match is now on the line. Divas Championship, Naomi versus Eve. Eve is the winner. This is pay-per-view, but see, because pay-per-view, they can go for 3 or 4 hours. But WWE felt whatever they feel about the women's division. And they BS'd the whole thing. It was a quick rollover match. And that's how Eve is the new Divas champion. The chairs match. Sheamus versus The Big Show. Somehow, ladies and gentlemen, Big Show, when he got kicked behind the stage by Sheamus, you know, whenever they go backstage, you know, something, they always think of something wild to do. I remember last week that story that I mentioned when I said that WWE said that they're going to up their game and be more violent, be more aggressive. I remember how we said we didn't really know if that means they're going to allow people to start cussing again or if they're talking wrestling-wise. But they said that they had to step up their game. And just like, you know, the TLC match with, you know, Team Hell No and Ryback against the Shield, Big Show comes out with an 8x10 humongous steel chair. This is crazy. Roger, you go get you some boobs. You do that. That was impressive. Where did they get this steel chair from? I mean, a chair that big? I've never seen a chair that big. DDP, have you ever seen a chair that big? I mean, damn. I could not believe it. The fact that they had Big Show walk out from behind the stage with this huge steel chair. Now, I've been watching wrestling and stuff since 1985, because I was born in 83. Yes, I really was born in 83, ladies and gentlemen. But I in all my years of studying it and analyzing it and figuring out that later on that some of it is fake, but here we are some 20 years later, at least for me, 20 years later, and now they're trying to protest it and say that, no, wrestling is real. We are the big boys. Well, every wrestling company wants to say that they're real now. And, you know, I'd give them, you know, the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to argue with them now. Especially after The Big Show comes out with a chair that size. I've never seen a chair that big. But The Big Show, in the end, did win the chairs match. Heath Slater, Jinder Mahal, and Drew McIntyre took on Alberto Del Rio, The Miz, and the Brooklyn Brawler. Yes. You did not expect the Brooklyn Brawler to show up on the pay-per-view, did you? Because remember, the three-man band, which is Heath Slater, Jinder Mahal, and Drew McIntyre, 2 weeks ago on Friday Night SmackDown, they did beat the hell out of, you know, another known nemesis that they've had a problem with. And that is Alberto Del Rio's personal ring announcer, Ricardo Rodriguez. And the writers made you think that, hey, we're going to put Ricardo Rodriguez in the match. Because when they're not on TV, when they're down at their training facility, Florida Championship Wrestling, that's where he wrestled at. He wrestled and he worked with all the new up-and-coming talent that's about to get on NXT. All the new talents will start with NXT. Like I said last week, I'm proud that one of my North Cowboys, he started on NXT. And he's been on NXT for 2 years. And it looks like they might be able to give my boy, send him off, and allow him to leave Raw. I mean, allow him to leave NXT to go to Raw, which would be good. Because nobody really knows about NXT because it's not a television show anymore. The only way you can watch NXT now is on YouTube, on the WWE YouTube channel. That's it. Also, since I'm on the subject, congratulations to Big Time Wrestling for allowing their girl, well, she's my girl too, Davina Rose. She's leaving the Big Time Wrestling promotion here in Northern California. She got signed by WWE because they like her attitude. They like her aerial assault because, well, the way that she does a drop kick, she doesn't do it like a guy. She does it in her own variational style. And they've admitted that they've never seen that before, especially coming from a woman wrestler. Well, Vince McMahon, you're about to get knocked in the face. Because she's allowed to get signed and go down there, and she has to work, of course, with Florida Championship Wrestling. That way she can learn how WWE likes to wrestle. That's the only bad thing about, you know, in the old days it was either, as Eric Williams had mentioned, thank you, Eric, by the way, for calling in. It's like he had mentioned. You had WCW, you had ECW, and you had WWE. And actually, in the foreground of all this in the 90s, you secretly also had ROH, and another unknown up-and-coming wrestling company, who is now solidly on the map. Very famous. But, hey, yeah, if you get a chance, you know, maybe sometime this weekend or maybe maybe in just about 25 minutes after we go off the air here, go to YouTube and type in BTW Wrestling. And after that, right after that, type in Davina Rose, and I'm sure you will see some of her great matches. That way you can get a feel for what she's like before she even starts, before you even see her on WWE programming. So, and it won't be right away. They're not going to throw her on NXT right away and then throw her on Raw or SmackDown. No. Like you just heard me mention 10 minutes ago, you have to start at the Florida Championship training facility that they have. All right? Okay. Anyways, enough of that. The ladder match. Dolph Ziggler versus John Cena. With a chance at the World Heavyweight Championship Money in the Bank briefcase, ladies and gentlemen. This match had all the rights for what I've been mentioning and the story that I mentioned last week. How they said they need to step it up. They want to be more aggressive. Now, we still don't know if that means wrestling-wise, but that's what it looked like. Because they've been on, they did the pay-per-view on Sunday, they did Monday Night Raw, they did Super SmackDown, which I know DDP saw. They had a special show on Wednesday, Tribute to the Troops. Thursday, they had, you know, the Miz hosting some dynamic TV show. Tonight, the Miz will be hosting something else. I think he's doing a movie hosting of The Game Plan or something like that with The Rock. Yeah, something like that. But they had really pushed the envelope on Sunday. We'll get to Monday in a minute, but man, these are the closing moments of the matchup. John Cena had just did the FU to Dolph Ziggler, which caused him to fall off the top rope and out of the ring. Cena grabs the ladder and immediately climbs it. He's halfway up when AJ, the most craziest, wildest, wackiest woman ever in the history of the Divas division, comes out. You know, and she waves at John Cena and he waves back. And then Dolph tried to get in the ring. She goes up and knocks him off the ring apron. Again, he hits the floor. But this was an attempt. This was a huge setup by the writers, and this was brilliant. I have to give them credit. This is where they got brilliant. She knocked him off the apron. That way, in turn, the writers told her, now just bounce off the ropes like you're running the ropes. That way you can slide right into the ladder. And she shoved John Cena off the ladder. Now Ziggler looked at her surprised. AJ's upset. She stares at him, smiles, and then she skipped away. And even though Ziggler was still shocked, he took the moment of opportunity to take what is his. And he climbed the ladder and finally retrieved his briefcase. And he wins. After the pay-per-view goes off the air, John Cena is stunned. He can't believe what just happened to him. And I saw some comments on a wrestling website that were related to the pay-per-view. People were saying, oh, I don't like the way they did this. Oh, Ziggler's the champion. He's not the champion. He's just holding on to the briefcase to go after one of the champions. It doesn't matter who it is. But, see? It's like I've been saying throughout this whole entire show that they don't want John Cena as the champion anymore. They want someone younger. I mean, I know Dolph Ziggler's only 3 years younger than John Cena. But that's who they have right now. They are trying to look for somebody younger than Dolph Ziggler as well. And if you're probably thinking and guessing, why, they want someone 21 or 22 years old? Yeah, they do. They don't want to give it into the hands of John Cena anymore. Which kind of sucks because, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but watch. Watch. Slowly but surely, John Cena will not be selling any more merchandise anymore. And that makes me very happy. I don't like him. He sucks. He's got no mobility. I mentioned this a few weeks back. You guys can go back and listen to that whole thing. Coffee says, you know my feeling on the subject? And that is, the heavyweight champion of the WWF should always be the Brooklyn Brawler. Yeah. You may be right, Coffee. You may be right there, pal. And speaking of that, what I was going to tell you when Eric had mentioned that whole National Wrestling Alliance, the NWA screwing themselves. Remember, you guys, when I said 4 years ago, when I said that it might be 4 years from now where the WWF could actually get their name back from the World Wildlife Fund. Well, now it looks possible. How appropriate is this on our Christmas episode where I get to mention this? Because coffee, I don't know if you or guest 5311 or DDP or anybody else listening, but ladies and gentlemen, late last night as I was watching TV, at 2 a.m. my time, I saw a commercial for the World Wildlife Fund, but there's a clause now. There's a chance for Vince McMahon to get back in this. He should go to court right now and tell the judge, look what they did. They swore that they would never again add anything to their website because this is how badly the World Wildlife Fund wanted the WWF name and logo and the rights. But at 2 o'clock this morning, the commercial came on, and it said, call us up, or contact us on the internet at www.mywwfworldwildlifefund.com. They put the my in front of the WWF. Vince, now's your chance to get your logo back. Shit, if I was Vince, I'd do it. I would do it right away. Wouldn't you, Coffee? Wouldn't anybody else listening live? If you originally had the rights to the domain name of the WWF or whatever website that you had created, you would go after it and fight for it. I would. I sincerely would. But yeah, anyway, but, you know, actually, we have to stop and, yeah, I'm being told by the adult Santa Claus for the adults that it's time, and so I can't go into Raw at this minute, but we will, we'll get into it. You know, I can't believe that everything else that's gone on is now here. It's in this moment, right now, ladies and gentlemen, as we conclude with our last 30 minutes, Santa Claus is ready to make his appearance with his own message. And then when he's done, I'm going to end us all off with a grand message that I hope is memorable, that I hope we can all swallow it. Think about that as we go into this quick break.
Hey fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network.
Hey sports fans, this is the Scorekeeper once again. Want to remind you that, of course, we wake you up Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, and immediately following us at 8 a.m. is the hardest working man in sports, that's the Couch Potato. And, of course, his venerable sidekick, Cuervo. Again, after all, we wake you up, and they bring it home. Don't forget to catch them at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, because we are the 4-hour block of sports on Saturday morning on blogtalkradio.com. Sports Talk with the Guys, immediately followed by The Couch Potato. Check them out at blogtalkradio.com/the-couch-potato.
It was almost Christmas time. There was food in another line, trying to buy the last gift or two. Not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing around like little boys do. And in his hands were a pair of shoes, and his clothes were worn at home. He was dirty from head to toe, and when it came time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I want to buy.
Happening here on NDB Media and here on our sports channel, Sports Talk with the Guys. We've just debuted a brand new program, The Five Tool Show. Carell Cooper and Tanya Mikado keep it real from the East Coast, and that's on every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Of course, Matt Alvarez and the Sports Opinion Show is on every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Sports Talk with the Guys Saturday Morning Extravaganza is on at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, part of the 5-hour block of sports on Blog Talk Radio. Tune into that for additional details. And don't forget to catch the Big Dog every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Head on over to ndbmedia.com. Join the community. Join the conversation. See you on the other side.
Kids, today we have a special treat. A word from your friend Santa. Cookies and milk. Motherfucking cookies and goddamn milk. Is that all you cocksuckers can think to give me? I bring you VCRs, video games, all kind of shit, and you give me cookies and goddamn milk? Yeah, that's a fucking fair trade. Did you ever think about a shooter? A few lines of blow, maybe a blow job. I ride around all fucking night with deer shit hitting me in the face. I'm overweight, I'm constipated, and you shitheads give me cookies and motherfucking milk. Then I have to go back to the goddamn North Pole and stumble over fucking elves. And, hey, you want to know why we have elves? Because we don't have kids. Why? My wife won't fuck. I'm 300 years old. I've never been laid. And, oh yeah, pardon me. There's something else you cocksuckers give me. It's letters. 3 billion motherfucking letters. Merry goddamn Christmas. Fuck you. I quit.
And now, we return back to the Sports Opinion Show with your host, Matt Alvarez.
Wow. Oh, gee. It's a good thing I didn't send my adult version of my adult letter to Santa Claus, because you heard him, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it right here on the Sports Opinion Show. Santa Claus said he quit. Well, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless that Santa Claus would quit 4.5 days before Christmas. 4.5 days. Wow. Maybe he'll forgive us. And coffee. Was it something? Did you upset Santa Claus in the weeks leading up to now? You probably did, since you're more opinionated than I am, even though I am very, very opinionated. But I'm going to say right here on the Christmas show, ladies and gentlemen, Coffee, he's more opinionated than I am. I mean, he's never called into the show, but I tell you. Well. Coffee said, yeah, that's because I play too many violent video games, and I killed Tana. He's dead. Yeah, I play violent video games, too. I'm going to play some later. Way later, yeah. Anyway, let's get into our Raw results, because the top thing for Raw, you know how we're talking about being humbuggish? Humbug. There were certain things that, you know, because the writers didn't want Raw to be epidemic or emotionally memorable. But they have one person who is a backstage road agent and hasn't wrestled in a while, but he did on Monday night. And, of course, I'm talking about Tommy Dreamer, the ECW legend. He was arguing with Brian Gerwitz. Brian Gerwitz had some ideas, but then Michael Hayes is like, well, I'm a former head writer too, damn it. But I'm putting my input here. I don't agree with either one of your ideas. I have a better idea. And it was chaotic. But Tommy Dreamer said, look, we have not been to Philadelphia in 10 years. We have to give these people something. Because if we don't, no one here in Philadelphia is going to let us out of here alive. There was a lot of tension, and everybody was being bong-humbish backstage. Finally, they had no choice but to go with Tommy Dreamer's initial ideas to run the show. And it was kind of fitting because they're in Philadelphia. He's the lead road agent for the night that they're in Philadelphia on Monday Night Raw. And they delivered. They delivered, DDP. Let's give him a round of applause. Coffee, I'm sure you saw it too, but wow, because Rey Mysterio versus Damian Sandow. Rey Mysterio wins with the 619, of course. And even though Rey had Sin Cara at ringside and Damian had Cody Rhodes at ringside, there was no interference. No interference whatsoever. And the Philadelphia crowd ate it up and they loved it. They knew. You knew you were in for something special. Oh, yeah, yeah, he did. Years ago, Coffee. Come on now. He had to. Almost everybody associated with ECW had to. Either that or quit. Most of them, well, they quit. Caitlin versus Eve Torres. Eve still very, very upset that she, you know, she's just upset for whatever reason because the writers gave no explanation why she was upset. She's the Divas champion. What does she have to be upset about? The fact that Caitlin almost cost her the belt the night before at the pay-per-view? But it was very, very physical. Oh, my God. Kofi Kingston versus Tensai. Kofi won, but Tensai was tough. The writers, you know, held him down and hope that Kofi would come out of something. And he did. The Great Khali took on David Otunga. Of course, you knew that the Great Khali was going to beat David Otunga. We all knew that. Brodus Clay took on JTG, who hadn't been seen on TV in quite some time. It was awesome. Again, Sin Cara came out to take on Cody Rhodes. And Cody Rhodes won. Again, there was no outside interference from either of the tag teams. And, hey, three-man band took on Alberto Del Rio, The Miz, and Tommy Dreamer. And this was the match just because Tommy Dreamer was in the match. See what I mean? How appropriate is that? There was a lot of people being humbuggish backstage. Nobody was in the holiday spirit. And all, like I said, all the writers were arguing with each other about who had the better idea. But in the end, it was Tommy Dreamer who won because he was the lead road agent for the night because that's what he does backstage. But Vince also told him, you should probably get involved and get physical. He's like, okay, well, I'll do that, you know. And he was in charge on Monday night. So all the writers had no choice but to go with Tommy Dreamer because he was the lead agent. And he got to wrestle all on the same night, no less in Philadelphia. Tommy Dreamer gets the win. Over a guy who's not even American, but he's a part of the three-man band. You know who I'm talking about. Ryback took on Antonio Cesaro. And, well, Ryback wins because the Shield would come down. And they had already beat Ric Flair up, you know, after he gave his speech. Remember, it was the Slammy Awards. We don't have time to mention all the awards that were given out because they initially started some of the Slammy Awards on Sunday night at the pay-per-view. Go figure, right? AJ Lee and Dolph Ziggler versus Vicky Guerrero and John Cena. Yes, you heard me correctly. AJ and Dolph are now the new couple. Vicky Guerrero and Dolph, in storyline terms, are no longer a couple. He said it's over. So, that's what they're going to do. John Cena applies the STFU and turns it around. But here comes AJ. she came out with NXT champion Big E Langston. Langston hits the ring and runs right over John Cena. Then he stands over John Cena like he belongs on Monday Night Raw. It was a very, very strong showing. AJ skipped around them, around the ring, smiling at John Cena as she's skipping. And Ziggler, you know, ran away. He didn't want no part of the young Langston. He really didn't. It just became what he was. Who is this new kid? How is he now going to affect everything that involves everyone else on Monday Night Raw? Because you heard me mention how they bring up people to NXT, and then since NXT is only a YouTube show, then you have to be careful because you never know who's going to show up. And how is this Shield contingency plan going to roll over? I got a theory. You know what that theory is, ladies and gentlemen? I think. Remember now, we are live, but also after the show goes off the air, we are being recorded also. So don't get anything screwed up. I said I think. This is my theory. This Monday night on Raw, this coming Monday, 24 hours before Christmas, and I'm sure everybody saw my status update on social media, last night was my paternal grandpa's 98th birthday. If he's still alive in a year, he'll be 99. That would be awesome. But anyways, after we had his birthday and everything, my sister said, yeah, well, you don't know where your Christmas presents are at. This is my theory. That I believe, in the wake of my sister not telling me what she got me for Christmas, even though I was at the house when we had Grandpa's, you know, presents opening, and he opened all his presents from all of us. I was like, should I go search your bedroom? She's like, they're not in my bedroom. I said, I'll go in Dad's room. She's like, you're never going to find your presents. What I'm saying is, with everything that they did on Monday night, started at the pay-per-view, it's crazy. It's out of control. They're going to give us an unveiling of Christmas to come early. Christmas will come early from WWE the night before Christmas. And I believe the second theory, part two of the theory, is that whatever the main event is, it's probably going to be something worth watching. But if it's not, don't blame me. Blame WWE. And ladies and gentlemen, now we will get into all the things that happened last night on Impact Wrestling. Can you believe with everything that they had set up, they only had four matches because they stuck all their other storylines. See, now that WWE is getting good, now TNA is the one that's, you know, I saw people were saying, well, why did they do this and why did they do that? Everything that they did, I had no problem with it. It's just, remember during the summer, Hulk Hogan had said, you're not going to see a lot of us up here, brother, running our mouth, brother. We're going to give you wrestling because I'm the general manager, brother. Well, remember last year? Like I said, I know I sound like a damn broken record, but last year when WWE went PG, 2 weeks before Halloween, they really, really, you know, brought their productivity down a lot, and they weren't being very, very violent like they are now. Because now TNA is what they were a year ago. Now they're the WWE version from last year. They're taking way too much time in the ring to do these promos and tell their stories which again is why they only had four wrestling matches, which were great, great wrestling matches. Don't get me wrong. It was good what they did. The television title was on the line. It was open fight night off. It was Championship Thursday last night. Excuse me. Kurt Angle took on D-Von. D-Von wins with the help of his buddy from Aces and Eights. Matt Morgan and Joey Ryan took on RVD and Kenny King. And Kenny King came out starting out as a babyface, but he quickly became a heel when he started leaving Rob Van Dam on his own. I think next week, Rob Van Dam is probably going to ask him some questions. You know, do some investigating. Match number three was the Knockout Championship, Mickie James versus Tara. But then again, that's why I'm saying they are now WWE's version of WWE was a year ago. The Knockout match was only, and I timed it, DDP. You want to know what the time was for this match? 1:45. There's no way you can have a match in 1:45. That's bullshit. Whether Hogan really is running things off television, on television, he's the general manager in storyline terms. And why is Dixie Carter allowing this to happen? I know what everybody said. I know what some of you said on wrestling forums, and the entire world left all these crazy comments on wrestling websites about the show and everything. Match number four was the World Heavyweight Champion, Austin Aries versus Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy won, but some people are now saying that this is a discounted win. They don't believe it counts, Coffee, because you know how Matt and Jeff used to do their, you know, their patented move in WWE where Matt would get down on his hands and knees and Jeff would use his body to go flying over and get somebody else. Jeff Hardy last night used the referee in that very same position. That's the only reason he won. It's leaps and bounds, but like I said, yes, we know. We know, Coffee. Sheamus won the belt in 15 seconds at WrestleMania. I tell you. Let me just say this. Before I give all you old-timers out there a chance to reflect on maybe Christmas when you were a kid, from this very popular guy. Well, or I should say, band. Before we go, let me just say that this, with just a week and a half left of 2012, and no, like I said at the top of the show, ladies and gentlemen, the world did not come to an end. We are still here. I'm still here because I know you can hear me. I know you can definitely hear me. You heard me rant about everything. I just found out that an hour ago that Strikeforce and MMA and everybody, they're now buying each other out. I don't know what this is all about, but I'm going to get down to the bottom of that story and I'll bring it to you next week. But for all you old people, this is for you. You may have to call in to hear the rest of the song. Roger Noriega, this is for you and all the older people that were kids from the old days. Here are the Eagles. Merry Christmas, everybody, from the Sports Opinion Show and on behalf of the NDB Media family.
Bells will be ringing. We'll be right back.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of all of us here at the IndieB Media family, happy holidays, and I wish you all a much happy and successful 2013. See you next week. Peace!
Getting to the top rope, and he's cheated! Frog flash! Come on! Get it! Do it! Two! Yeah! It's champion!
He looked like he thought he was dead. John Hancock. On a great new 15-year contract. He goes, so that one, what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it. Because it's a tough business. What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake? What? Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies. Calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves, and it has been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.